Hello world, this is Prescott, Arizona.
We last left our heroic Shakespearean theater company in something of a tight spot. After faking an invasion of squirrels in order to distract the police, it turned out that the invasion was real. I know it's confusing, try to keep up. With the entire city police force locked in a bank vault.
Hey, can we get a deck of cards or something in here? I think it's gonna be a long night.
There's no one to protect Crestup from the rampaging hordes. The squirrels fan out into the streets, causing mayhem and panic.
Follow me, everyone!
Where are we going?
The back door of the theater is still open. We can hide in the basement.
That's everyone. Shut the door. All right, now nobody panic. I've seen this before.
Rebus, you've seen mutated, evil, hyper-intelligent squirrels bent on world domination before.
That's right, Dom, but hey, don't worry. They can be defeated.
I wouldn't count on that, biped.
One of them is in here with us.
Whoa. Look at that brain pan on that squirrel.
Thank you, and may I remind you, it's cold in here.
So we meet again, Milton J. Squirrel.
That's right. Milton J. Squirrel, leader of the Squirrel Liberation Front. Mensa level 13 Grand Wizard and your worst nightmare.
We defeated you last time, little fella.
All right. That's the part I don't get. Last time?
When I used to live over by the county dump in Blurry Valley. There was a little mistake a couple years ago.
Mistake? Radioactive waste mixed with several tons of lightly salted honey-roasted nuts to produce a new species of super-intelligent and tantalizingly evil squirrels. That's no mistake, mister. That's an evolutionary leap!
Evolution? Please, I actually believed everything up to that point. But obviously, these so-called squirrels are really just midgets in furry suits. Watch me pull his mask off.
Hey, ow! Watch it, lady. Hey, listen, I'm no midget. And don't think you can defeat us again by tricking us into watching the insidious, hypnotic glass window you call television.
Look out the window! Thousands of squirrels streaming into Best Buy with hammers and shotguns.
That's right. We're destroying TV faster than Fox News. And when every television in Crestup is neutralized, there will be nothing to distract us. Especially since you followed my plan and entombed the entire police force in the bank vault.
Wait a minute. That was my plan.
No. In one of my more brilliant schemes, I whispered the plan into your ear as you slept. When you awoke, you thought it was your idea.
No!
And I taught you a little conversational French.
Merde! Je m'appelle Philippe. J'habite à Paris.
And now my master plan can be realized. Crestup, Arizona shall be a slave labor peanut butter plantation. So long, bipeds! Man, you just gotta love it when a plan comes together like that.
We're doomed! Like Ashley Simpson in a spelling bee, doomed!
Alright, let's not panic.
Like Mel Gibson at an open bar mitzvah!
Calm down, Myra.
Like a FEMA office in downtown Baghdad! Doomed!
Damn it, woman, would you get it together? And stop slapping me! We have to think. Now, Rebus, I don't quite get this. You use television shows to hypnotize the squirrels into submission?
Not just any television show, Don. A&E Biographies' Don Knotts episode.
Don Knotts?
What intelligent being wouldn't be fascinated by the career and life of Don Knotts?
Yeah. Of course, that doesn't help us with all the televisions destroyed.
I don't know about that, Don. I'm starting to get an idea.
Do you want me to check your ear for squirrels, dear?
No. Gather round, everyone. I think we'll have a smash show this season after all.
Oh, boy.
Don, look out into the theater. Every seat is filled with an evil, hyper-intelligent squirrel. We sold out!
And why not? A musical based on the life and career of Don Knotts. It's a natural. All right, kids, it's showtime. Barney, Barney Fife, in a town that's free of strife, the sheriff's got a friend for life,
and they call him
Barney Fife.
You fools! Ignore these actors! The theater is dead! The world stretches out before us and... Oh my.
This is really an enchanting tune. Maybe I'll just lay down here and rest my eyes just for a minute.
All right, Remus. As soon as they start the Three's Company comeback number...
Furly, Furly, Bo Burly, Banana, Fanifol, Furly, Fee, Five, Fo, Merly, Furly?
Yeah, that one. When that starts, we'll just go out there and scoop the squirrels up in these sacks. I just don't know what we're going to do with all of them.
Well, I got an idea, Don. Y'all like squirrel stew?
Eating mutant squirrel? Isn't that dangerous?
Not at all, Don. In fact, it's downright delicious. Say, I got a funny feeling in my head. And I find myself craving peanut butter and world domination. I got me some brilliant schemes. Now where's my hovercraft?
With Pam Martin, Angie Johnson Schmidt, Greg Pine, Sean Geralds, Christian H. Smith, comic genius, Foley artist Tiffany, and Kate. Todd Skaggs on the Wheels of Steel. My name's Andrew Johnson Schmidt. See y'all next year.
Hello, world. This is Prescott, Arizona.